kitchen, and you mentioned the place where they kept the milk. Where did you keep the milk here? That was in Grenada.
Mother had what she called a milk box. We didn't have ice then, and it was a long box, like a chest, but it was set up off the floor on little legs about that high, and it had a top. And then right around the top, there was a strip of screen wire about this wide, went clear all around the box to give it ventilation. And you filled it up with water and set your buttermilk and your sweet milk and your butter all in there. And it had a little stopper in the bottom. You could pull that out and drain it and put in cold water.
Oh, I see. That's the first.
It worked pretty good. Of course, it wasn't like a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first ice refrigerator Mother had was a tiny little thing, about that high, I reckon, about this big around, about this high.
Well, that's, I've never come across that in any book, the milk box. I never found that.
Well, now, that was just our home, and here in town. Now, the milk house was at Mother's home in Grenada.
Yes.
And I think they lived out at Hardy Station.
I see.
Out from Grenada at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was on a farm.
So the homes in town then would have the milk box where they could draw the water and keep
mm-hmm.
it.
And I don't know whether that was the common way of keeping milk. Lots of people would lower the milk if you had a big well, like this square, you know, and you could let the milk down in a bucket, let it down in the well.
Mm-hmm. I'd be
but we never did do that. And in fact, our well, as I said, was a little iron pipe about that big.
With the cylinder
uh-huh.
type. I'd be interested to know where you got the milk. In town, where would you get the milk from?
Milk the cows.
Oh, you had your own cows?
Yeah, had cows.
I see. Uh-huh. Again, was that something the children did, or?
Yeah, I have a brother. He's still living up at, he lives in Aberdeen. And he went to school up at State College.
I see.
And the train left here every afternoon. We had trains then. And you could get on this train at 5 o'clock and go on up to the college without a change. Roger, that was my brother's name, just declared he had to come home and milk old Maud before he got on that 5 o'clock train to go to State College.
I see.
Father told him to go milk.
Uh-huh.
But I think he was exaggerating.
I see. Do you remember anything about what they used milk into and how they treated the milk and what they would make from
it? Yeah, I had a big tin bucket with a kind of a shelf around here and a strainer type up attached to the bucket.
To the bucket?
To strain the milk when you brought it in, put it in the in crocks.
I see. And then the crocks would go into this
into the milk box, until we'd Mother would fix up a churn and it set in by the fire in the cold winter to get the milk to turn, clabber. Do you know what that means, to turn?
It forms a
clabber.
A sort of clabber.
Sours, and then you churn.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, did you ever eat the clabber for any at a breakfast or anything?
Make cream cottage cheese.
I see. Did you ever eat the clabber by itself?
Yeah, we have. Mm-hmm. Mother used, we used to have it for supper.
I see. With something?
Just with you. Bread, a toast.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, use it as a drink. And I believe we put a little sugar in it when we were youngsters.
Mm-hmm. They call it yogurt today, don't they?
I don't know what yogurt is now, to tell you the truth. I've never had any.
I
know it's sour cream somehow.
I think it's probably
but to drip
clabber.
Is cottage cheese.
I see.
And we used to fix it at home.